And now we return to Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures. You will recall that there is a scene in the filming of the picture Coffin Nails requiring an airplane crash. Speed Robertson announces that he will fly the ship himself, and Harry Phelps has agreed to accompany Speed. The pilots on the field have begun to question Harry's courage, and Harry believes that by volunteering for the crash scene, he will regain the respect of his flying mates. Just as Speed and Harry are about to take off, the little mechanic, Mike Mancuso, comes to Jimmy Allen, imploring him to prevent Speed from flying. Jimmy presses him for his reason, and Mike finally, in terror, confesses that a loaded bomb is on the P-38 and will explode when the ship crashes. Here they are now on the field at El Toque. A short distance down the line, Speed is about to take off in the fatal airplane.
Great Scott, Mike. You know what you're saying?
I'm telling you, Alan, I know. Speed Robertson mustn't take off.
Oh, Mike, that can't be possible. You say one of those dummy bombs is really loaded?
Yes, I'm telling you. I'm sure, Jimmy. He made me do it. He made me do it.
Mike, this is unbelievable. It's not possible.
I had to tell you, Jimmy. I've lived a bad life, but I've never murdered anyone. And I can't see Speed Robertson murdered.
Great Scott, Mike, who did this? Who put that bomb on there?
I put it on, but he made me do it. He came to me and told me I had to. I said no, but he said to put that bomb on or go back to prison. He scared me into it. He'd scare anyone. That man, he's not human.
Who do you mean, Mike? Tell me who it is.
I can't tell. If I tell, he'll kill me. That man...
Mike, you've got to tell me. You've got to. If you don't, I'm afraid I'll... Uh-oh. What's that?
Look. Look, it's that airplane. It's taking off. Stop it, someone.
Oh, it's Speed. He's taking off. He's taking off in that ship. Stop. Stop, Speed. Flash, stop him.
He's gone. It's too late. What have I done? He'll be killed.
Stop that airplane. Hey, stop it. He mustn't take off.
Hey, Roy, what's Jimmy yelling about?
Look, Flash, Jimmy's running over here. Hey, something must have happened.
I wonder what's the matter with him. He's running like crazy.
Flash! Flash, stop Speed! Don't let him take off! Stop him!
What's the matter, Jim? You can't stop Speed. He just took off.
Hey, what's wrong, kid? You seen a ghost or something?
Oh, listen, Flash, listen. One of those dummy bombs on Speed ship is a live one. It'll explode when he hits.
What?
One of the bombs loaded? Well, you're crazy. I put them on myself.
I know you put them on, but one of them's been changed. It's a live bomb. The minute Speed crashes, that bomb will explode.
And Dad's in with him. Or they'll both be killed. Oh, Jimmy, we've got to do something.
How do you know, Jim? How do you know about that bomb?
Mike told me. Mike, the mechanic.
Mike Mancuso?
Yeah, he just told me. He did it himself.
Where is that bird?
Well, I just left him. He's over at... Why, he's gone. I just left him, and now he's gone.
Did he tell you that, Jim? Did he do that?
Yeah, he became frightened the last minute, and he confessed it to me. He said someone made him do it.
Good night. This is bad. What are we going to do? How can we save Speed?
And Dad, they'll both be blown to pieces.
Now, wait a minute, Flash. I've got an idea. There's only one thing we can do. It's a bare chance. We'll have to work fast.
What is it, Jim? We'll do anything. We got to save Speed.
Tell us, Jim. We'll do anything to save Dad and Speed.
All right. Is there another 38 in flying condition? Is that one there on the line, ready to take off?
Sure, it's working all right. What are you going to do, Jim?
Now, look. Roy and I will take off and warn Speed. We'll fly up alongside of him and tell him to come in and land. Tell him not to do the crash.
Gosh, Jimmy, that's the stuff. We'll save them both after all.
Now, hurry up, Flash. Get that baby started. Come on, Roy. We're taking off right now.
That's an idea, kid. It may work. Just get up there and signal to him to come in and land. I'll get the ship started.
Okay. We'll be right down there, Flash. Make it snappy now. Listen, Roy. We'll take off, climb up to where Speed is, and then signal him to come back down.
I'll do anything you say, Jim.
Let's see now. It's 6 minutes to 12. We've got 6 minutes, Roy. Just 6 minutes to get up there and warn Speed. Come on. Let's get down to the ship now.
But, Jim, how will we warn them? How will we know he isn't supposed to crash?
Now, let's see. I know. We'll point to something on the ship and then point down. He'll think there's something wrong then and come in and land.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't get our signal?
Oh, you'll have to, Roy. You'll have to. We'll have to make him understand. We'll have to do anything to prevent him from crashing.
But isn't there some other way that we might make him understand?
Oh, if there was more time, it'd be different. Oh, look, it's 5 minutes to 12 right now. We've got less than 5 minutes. Well, come on, here's the ship.
I'm with you, Jim. I'll do anything you say.
You sure got her going in a hurry, Flash.
Well, I didn't take time to tune up the engine, but I think she's working all right.
Oh, we don't have time for that, Flash. In less than 5 minutes, they're due to make that crash scene.
Well, jump in, kid, and make him understand. Make him come in and land. If he brings that ship in and crashes, it's...
I know, Flash. Don't worry. He'll never crash that airplane, not with a live bomb on it. Now, up to the cockpit we go now, Roy. We gotta hurry. Up you go.
Right.
There, you all set now?
Yeah, I'm all ready, Jim.
Well, be careful, Jimmy. It's a swell thing you're doing, kid. I sure hope it works.
It's got to work, Flash. And say, listen, you better find Mike Mancuso. He's around here somewhere. Find him and hold him until we get down.
I'll do it, Jim. I'll get that bird. And Jimmy, good luck.
Okay, thanks, Flash. We'll take care of it. See you later.
Going to do now, Jim?
Pull right up alongside of Speed. Where is he now?
Wait a minute. Well, there he is, right in back of us, low at 6 o'clock. He's still circling the field.
Oh, yeah, I see him. But, gee, less than 4 minutes now, Roy. I'll make a left turn and catch up with him.
Hey, look, Jim, down there on the ground, over by the hut, do you see? They're all ready for the crash.
Yeah, I see. The cameramen are there. They're all set for Speed.
Hey, Speed's coming over this way now. Maybe he wondered why you took off.
Oh, boy, I hope so. Watch yourself now. I'm going to skid it in right behind him.
Go ahead, Jim. He sees us. He's saying something to Dad.
Oh, good. All right now. When we pull up alongside of him, let's point to the tail of his ship.
Right.
Then wave your arms up and down and point to the ground. All right now. Here we are. I'll throttle down a little and cruise right beside him.
Look, Jim, look. They're both pointing at us. Oh, look, they're laughing and waving.
Maybe they think we just took off for a joyride. All right, let's make them see what we mean. Speed! Hey, Speed, look! Your rudder! Your rudder! Go down and land!
Go down and land! No, no, not that! Down on the ground, see? Go down and land!
The crash is out. It's been washed up. There's something wrong with your ship. Go down and land.
Don't crash. On the ground, see? Go in and land.
Oh, gosh, Roy, look at that, would you? They're waving and laughing at us. They think it's a big joke.
Maybe they think we took off just to see the crash from the air.
We've got to make them understand, Roy. Speed! Hey, Speed! Your ship's haywire! Something's wrong! Go in and land! Down on the ground, see? Bring it in!
They can't understand! Dad! Something's wrong! Tell Speed to land!
Go into the field, Speed! Down! See? Go in and land!
Oh, gosh, Jim, they think we're pointing at the hut. Look, they're laughing about it. They think we came up here to tell them that we're going to watch their crash.
Look, Roy, they're pulling away from us. They're making a turn to the south.
Oh, Jim, they don't know what we mean. Jim, what are we going to do?
Wait till I look at my watch. Holy cow, Roy. Less than 2 minutes. We've got to do something.
Jim, do something quick. We've got to save Dad and Speed. Jimmy, we've got to. Can't you think of something?
Look, Roy, Speed's turned off to the south. He's getting ready to make that crash.
Well, what can we do? They mustn't crash,
now,
Jim.
Listen, Roy, listen to me. Are you willing to take a long shot?
I'll do anything to save Dad.
All right, get this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to crash instead of Speed.
What? You mean we'll go down and crash?
Absolutely. It's the last chance. As far as the cameramen are concerned, they don't care what ship crashes, as long as it's a 38.
But, Jimmy, do you think...
I don't think anything at all, Roy. If Speed crashes, he and your dad are goners. We know that. They wouldn't have a chance in a million. I'll bring this baby in and give him a real crash, too.
But, Jimmy, we don't have pads or crash helmets or anything.
What do you care? Do you want to see your dad blown up?
No. Go ahead, Jim. I'm right with you.
Oh, look, Speed started out. He's coming in from the south, just over the trees. Watch yourself now, Roy. I'm going to dive in ahead of him, and when he sees us, he'll have to get out of the way and give us room. When we crash, he'll have to come in and land.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Right now, Roy. Take an extra notch in your belt, and Buddy, brace yourself.
Don't worry about me, Jim.
Oh, there's Speed right ahead of us. Watch it now. I'm going to dive right over him.
Look out, Jim. Look out. You're going to hit him.
Oh, no, I'm not. We're all right. I had a nudge us, miss them, so they'll know we mean business.
Look, Jim, that did the trick. Speed's pulled off to one side. Oh, look, he's waving at us.
Oh, Roy, I'll bet he's plenty sore. But never mind about that now. There's the hut ahead of us. Get set now. And, Roy, when we hit, stick your arms in front of your face.
All right, Jim. Look, the cameramen are beginning to grind.
I'm going to cut the switches now and smack into that hut.
You're awful low, Jim. You're right on the ground.
I know it, Roy. They want the ship low.
We're going awful fast, Jim. We're going to hit too hard.
I know that, but we can't help it. Brace yourself. Get set.
Look out! Look out!
Speed Robertson and Harry Phelps have been saved from a tragic death. The plot to do away with them has failed. But what about Jimmy Allen and Roy? Can they escape unhurt from the rending crash? Be with us in the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.